Glory, hallelujah. Surprise, surprise, yeah, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. You can't count me out.
Good day and welcome to another episode of Rants and Confessions. My name is Lash, and this is our last episode for the year 2023. Last year I did a similar thing called 2022 Wrapped. So this is 2023 Wrapped. And this has been long coming. I mean, this is the I'm recording around 5:30, and this is the 31st of December. I have to go and go to church. So the whole plan of this is to basically look at the year and how it has been, and wow. This year has been a lot. And the thing is, a lot of people can relate that this year has been different. It has been different. So I'm going to, and one thing that helps me to look at my year is the images I took. So every month I look at all the pictures. It basically tells me what happened in that month. So basically that's what I'm going to do. I already wrote everything down, so I'm just going to talk about my year and probably some of the plans I have for next year. I know it's been, I mean, since September, I think November was my last episode I recorded. I should have recorded another one, but again, the year, I can't blame the year. So let's get into it. There is guilty in the struggle. Wouldn't have it, no one knew it would lose my patience. No cuts, no glory. All right, so forgive me if there are any noise. I'm in a new space, so what we'll talk about that, yeah? So basically, January this year, you know how all of us enter the new year with this kind of enthusiasm. It feels like all our blessings is in this year, and then we finally escaped some trouble. Well, that is the same way I entered this year. I entered it with some kind of energy and passion. But before entering this year, I'd already decided to give up on photography. So I started making episodes. I think my first episode was about quitting photography, and it hasn't been an easy journey. The times that I missed the journey, but I'm glad I made that decision. So I started selling some of my equipment. It brought in some cash, but that was probably the difficult part of the decision. It was too final, you understand, because if you're selling it means you can't get it, because I didn't have that money to go and purchase this stuff again, you understand. And then there was some pain from some breakup I went through in June 2022. Is it June, July, April, May, June? So it was still lingering. I was having like relapse, you understand, because for me, the way I think I've talked about it in a different episode, the way I go about my breakup is I don't really delete your pictures. I don't delete your number. I don't delete anything. I try to face it. You understand? I don't want to hide from it, because I've tried it before. I delete everything. Then one day I meet you and all these things come rushing again. So it was still there sometimes. I mean, I was still texting with her. Mommy, my ex-girlfriend, she was called Mommy. She's called Mommy. It's not like she has changed her name. So it was, I mean, there was still some residue from that part, right? So, I mean, what I decided to do was, now that I'm no longer doing photography, what do I do? So I bought a light. I bought a video light. I wanted to be a TikTok. So I wanted to create more content on TikTok, but I couldn't. I don't know why. I think laziness, and I think TikTok is it's not toxic. It's a community. It's like a family, which is very difficult to penetrate. I don't know. There are very few things that are difficult to penetrate, and TikTok is one of them. So it didn't work. Right. And in January, to my friend, my long lost friend Winnie was around, so we spent some time together. I think she took some pictures for her birthday. I accompanied her. I got her somebody to do her hair, tons and all that. I mean, there's some stories there, but basically that was my January. It wasn't really eventful, you understand. So you see, when you start a year, you have all these things you're planning to do. And when gradually we fail, you understand? Not like everyone, but sometimes we fail. We're unable to meet our targets. And then maybe around April, March or something, we start getting feeling sad. Mine happened in February. I had this depression started creeping in. I don't know. I didn't have anything to do. It's just work and that was it. So there was some depression things creeping in. And also it was just one day. I wanted to take some bike lessons, motorbike. And then Bala, he's my tailor. That guy is very good. He's been making me look good. Sweet, sweet, sweet. So everybody should check out Mbala. At the point, I'll drop his number. So he brought his bike over to my house. We did some lessons. It was something I felt, no, I can't do this, because the thing felt very heavy. I didn't have control over it. It was all over the place. And so like I was telling you, the depression, I was still, because of the residue from the breakup and everything, I was still processing it. I was feeling very lonely. So I was still friends with my ex, and then she came around, we started hanging out and all that. And one thing she did for me, she got me a subscription to the gym. She paid for a subscription to the gym, and she paid for a taxi to be taking me there. That is how committed she was to my goal of going to the gym, you understand? I wasn't even doing that for myself. So I started going to the gym, which honestly and obviously, if you've seen me lately, I quit. You understand? I quit in February then or something, or March. I don't know. I quit. But I'm very appreciative for what she did for me, because that was very thoughtful. A lot of people will see you, hey Lash, I can see you. Then that's all. Are you doing something about it for me? No. Go away. So so I started selling some of my equipment, and again, mommy was still committed to me losing weight, so she started cooking for me in these small bowls, and I'll put them in the fridge and I'll take them to the office and all that. I think it was a nice gesture. It was a nice gesture. So thank you, wherever you are. I know where you are, but thank you. And then March came very quickly. But okay, so at a point we stopped. Myself and mommy, we stopped hanging out. You understand? It was so much memories from the past and all that. It was too much. And at the point, I think I felt she was doing too much for me. I'm the kind of person I don't know how to accept gifts. I want to be gifted, but then when you give me a gift, I feel like I should give you back. I'm not like Dr. Sheldon Cooper, but I feel indebted to you. And sometimes I don't want to feel indebted to you, because I feel like if you do a lot for me and then you ask of something from me that I want to say no, it's mostly hard for me to say no. So for some reason, I think all that arrangement stopped, right? For these reasons, all those arrangements with the gym, with the cooking and all those things stopped. But we're still friends, yeah. So in March, I was then on site. Before March, Saeed called me in February that, yo, Charlie, I'm coming to marry. I'm like, is it a prank? Saeed, you? He said, oh yeah, I'm coming to marry. I'm like, did they force you? He said, no, he's coming to marry. I said, when? He said, March. And would I want to be his best man, one of his groomsmen? I was like, oh, cool. He said, okay, cool. I said, okay, so what are the colors? He said, don't worry. You with Saeed, you're going to ask colors and you're going to buy some. No. Send me your measurement. Beautiful. So March, there's no, I think you can't take a flight from here to Kumasi Street. You have to go to Accra. So I went to Accra. I hung out with Thomas. He went to buy me ice cream and then pizza man and chicken man or something. It's always nice hanging out with him. So from there, we drove to Kumasi, myself, Thomas, Gerald, there's one guy called Maestro. So we were all part of the groomsmen. We drove to Kumasi. Whilst we were going, we got lost. Thomas took us some way. We were supposed to pass through a lender door. We went to pass some side. We got lost a bit, but then we found our way back. And we went to Koforidua first, right? Saeed has a house there. We went to stay there. We took some nice, nice pictures. There were some nice pictures I dropped that people were asking me, Lash, are you in Ghana? Lash, yes, those pictures were in Saeed's room. You see, there are certain people's room you go, you take pictures, it feels like you're outside of the country. Saeed's house is part of it. So I started imagining how the woman will feel when they go to that house. Because I'm a crown, I'm a boy, and a crown, a challenge. So it was a great wedding. The only problem I had was that the guy on cover matter, the measurement was wrong. I don't know. I gave him the correct measurement, but I tell not the bear, the top was too tight. For a couple of people, the top was too tight. The trousers was too long. Mine, the trousers was too tight, very tight. I couldn't wear it. But he left some small allowance. He went to do some adjustment, but it was still too tight. So the trouser wasn't on my waist. It was not the mutunase. Mm-hmm. It was under my buka cavity. Not the mutunase. So I didn't really feel comfortable. And then we told the MC that, yo, don't mention Obiani didn't want one. Like, yo, best man and grooms and come and dance. We don't know how to dance. She said she won't do. So Obiani didn't want one. But I gave it to them small, slow, because I was already uncomfortable with the trouser I was wearing. And so on my way from the wedding, I had a call from my mom. My mom was like, my dad had been admitted to the hospital, but she didn't want to tell me because I was at the wedding and all. Forgive the noise. I was at a wedding and I was like, okay, cool. I mean, yeah, no problem. I was also admitted at the hospital at the point. I mean, I didn't think anything, right? So we go home, and that same month, I met someone. Let's just call her C, right? And in hindsight, that meeting shouldn't have happened. I mean, she was cool. I'm not going to start talking bad about somebody. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I met someone, and we started talking. It felt like, I mean, I was, and I think there's a problem I've noticed. Mostly I fall first, you understand? I was too attached to her. So basically we started going out and all that. It was fun. We're trying. The thing is, I didn't know I knew what I wanted, right? But then let's just try something, right? So we're just seeing how things will go. That is C. Probably that's the only time I'll mention her. Yeah. The next month was my birthday, April. So in April, what did I do? In April, I sold more of my stuff, right? I sold a couple of my stuff. Not really. In April, I had my birthday. It was my 30th birthday. I think I recorded an episode. Most of the things I'm talking about, I think I've recorded it in my episode. So if you've been with me throughout the year, I think most of these things not on your news anymore. So I wanted to spoil myself. I went for breakfast. I went for lunch. I went to do some facial things. And I get on a ton of the big mom 1,000 cities. Me yelly. Number three, what's a vitamin C? OC humble. So I. But the problem was, since March, I mean, my dad was still sick, so I'd been going there. He would sack me. I mean, I've recorded all those things, you know, in previous episodes. And then in April, there was this school that mommy applied for me, within in Wisconsin, WIU. I forgot it. Western Illinois University. So I had they told me, oh, they've accepted me and everything. Everybody was happy. And then Thomas, there's this guy called Thomas Daku in my office. He also has the same name as my Rastaman friend, Thomas Daku in Accra, but it's not Thomas Daku in Accra. This is my office. He spent most of his time in Togo, most of his years in Togo. So he was like, how about we take a trip to Togo? And myself and Salam were like, yay. Everybody else in my office was like, nah. Initially, they wanted to go, but they are like, nah. Myself and Salami, we are more spontaneous. We agree on a certain level to certain things. So we said, yeah, we'll go. So the thing is, Thomas was going with a girl. Thomas, we can't get and do not put on again. Togo. So he was like, yo, he came to tell me, Lash, I want our guest. Look at this shit, Lash. I want our guest into Pagaya Croca on him. So I went to ask C. She said no, she won't go or something. I don't know. So I went to ask mommy, would you want to go to Togo with me? She was like, yeah, I would want to do that with you, Mr. Lash. Kind sir. It's like, cool, let's go. So we went to Togo. Togo was fun. I went to eat something called a sakome or something. I've forgotten the name. We went to Lome. When we're entering, we didn't cross the main border. In fact, I record this in an episode. If I can't, I can't. If I mean bother and all that. Togo was fun. I would want to go to Togo again. So we came back in May. Mistake. I'm okay. iPhone 4. I didn't know that my phone was temporarily unlocked. Yes. So I went to reset it. I don't know, because the phone was slow. I thought it was an Android. You see, an Android, it just reset everything. Maybe be alive fast. I went to do that, and the phone got locked. And since then, we used Segevi SIM. It wasn't fun at all for me. So my phone was. I wanted to even sell it at a point, right? We be asked about my 5,000. I hear my double sold them to the same phone, maybe. We be sold them 3,000. I said, oh, once right away, I'm the matter. And see, I still use this phone. I didn't sell it anymore. And then during May, I recorded a 1 hour episode that I never released. It was with Mod, a friend of mine. We talked, and I think we forgot that we were recording. I have the video. It was supposed to be for TikTok, but you know, I don't know. Everything went off. My phone went off the phone because we're not charging anything. We're just expecting it to be under 30 minutes. It was so much. So it was never released. And during May, I was a bit depressed too, right? So I started frequenting the tribe. I started going there and all that. On the 26th of May, there's this friend of mine called Christodia. I have a lot of friends, it seems. Christodia, she has a sister, so I met the sister. Oh, cool. We do happy hour. All right. My friend then. Amalitek, my company. At the end of every month, every 2 months or something, we do happy hour. So we did one in January. We did one in, I don't know. We did March. May, we did a happy hour. So I invited her to the happy hour. From there, we went to the tribe. And then from there, I kissed her goodbye. Good night. I'm going to see you. On my way to the house, that's when my mom called that my father is dead. And you know, that is when all the craziness in my life started, in this year started. So that was 26th May. And 26th May, yes, that is when my dad died. And that is when the craziness started. The family, people started coming, people, plenty of people everywhere. My life was, Charlie, it wasn't easy. So in June, that is when we saw the letter that my father has disowned me and all that is in another episode. And then I sold most of my stuff again. I sold my PlayStation. I sold my monitor. I sold my keyboard, my mouse. I sold everything. I sold almost everything. There was a point I was thinking about selling my iPad. But thank God for grace. I wanted to sell my video light. Nobody bought it, so it's still here. I wanted to sell my DJI Osmo Mobile 5. Nobody bought it, so it's still here. I wanted to sell a lot of things. I don't know what was going on. The truth is, I needed cash, you understand? Because funeral, that is the truth. I needed money. I needed a lot of money. I didn't have, so I had to sell a lot of things. I took my dad's car because of the funeral rounds and things. We needed a car. The car was just sitting there. I had to repair it because car no is watcher engine in LA or Hanley or 7,000. Oh, it was serious. And then you know, one guy came to take the car or say I had to fix it around 3,000. I needed cash, so I sold almost everything I had, right? So that was June, right? And then I was still working on this WIU thing, the school. I had to go and pick what's bank statements B in LA in AE, but a part of me, I mean, everybody was optimistic, but a part of me was like, nah, this thing is not going to work out, right? But yeah, engineer Mindy, I'm from a Christian home, so and all that, and my mom would be singing Nasina Yuma Sada Sada and all those things. And in June, Mr. Insia got married. Mr. Insia is in my office, he got married, so we started doing this thing. When anybody gets married, we take them out, we ask them questions. How did you meet? All those things, nice things. And then I received some random 1,000 cedis from Thomas Daku from Accra, my Rastaman. And I really appreciated that because that time I told you I needed money. I was going through a crazy. And that was serious. I started frequenting the tribe. But for some reason, I found some solitude, some peace at the tribe. It's a small pub. It has this Afrocentric kind of feeling there, vibe. So that is how my June went. And then July there was a trip. Yes, July, mommy, my ex-girlfriend, she left for the United States to go to school. How did I feel about that? I don't know. I was happy for her, honestly. Before she left, she came home. I advised her, and she was happy and all that. She took my skill to go and measure her bag and things, and she was happy. I advised her. I mean, our last times together, she took me out and all that. It was fun. I was happy for her, and I was glad that we could be friends after all, everything that had happened. We're still cool. And then I was also, after she went, I mean, I was still taking trips to Apam. I was going to Apam like it was just next door. It was too much, but I didn't have any choice. I had to go. And then my former boss, favorite former boss still favorite, Christine, and her husband, was they were leaving Ghana, so myself and Salami went to meet with them, took some nice pictures at Second Cup. They gave us some mostly Salami no fe on podem ke bi send on fa ade no man bi. And then Thomas Daku from Accra, the guy who sent me money, I was there. No, he said he was coming to Takrady. I said, okay, cool. He came, we went to hang out, and I was like, see, let's just take a trip, because he lost his mom some years back, and I think he understood how it felt like. So he took me to Inzulezu. I told him I don't have cash. He was like, see, don't worry. All right. Don't worry. So he took me to, we went to Izulezu. Had never been there. We had some fun. We spent like the whole weekend and stuff like that. Because of all those things, I started doing, okay, I won't tell you that stuff. I started doing what? And so my visa interview was scheduled for 1st August, right? And it was like everybody around me had this kind of courage that everything was going to work out. But for me, sometimes I feel like I don't deserve nice things. You understand? Like, why would it work for me? Why? So when I went, I stood there for long. God, I stood there for long. So I went through the whole thing. I got there. Yo, madam, what's up? She asked me questions. The woman was angry. I don't know. I met her angry. Like, she was already angry when I got there. Because somebody told me, yo, I should remove my nose mask. I was like, okay, I removed it. When I went, I'm like, hey, wait. I said, hey. Please, you to take your time, okay? Don't do that to me. Okay, Nibam Fata, I don't have any. Yes, don't disgrace me like that. So I wore it. Where are you going? I had the US embassy. What about what? Are you US? I don't know to all. Where is school? Show me your bank statement. Is this all the money? I said, look at the money there. I have land assets too. I have car. Come. You said no. Then the woman said she won't give me the face. I was like, yo, cool, no worries. Me, this thing, it was too much, because there were so many things I hadn't processed. The year was going, I had pushed a lot of things under the carpet, right? And I was suffering. I was really suffering. And then that time to see the girl I told you, I met some C there that were seeing each other and all that. She didn't even come for the funeral. It was some way. I mean, we broke up. I told her, Charlie, see, it's okay. Why? It's fine. Because that was the time I needed her the most. That was the time I really, really needed her the most. But she didn't show up for me. Cool. But peace. So basically that's how my August was, right? And the August was a funeral. We did a funeral. And I really thank everybody who was able to make it for the funeral. It was amazing. Funeral, I didn't even get a funeral. Funeral, amazing. I mean, the support, it was overwhelming. Saeed and the wife came. I know that we're friends, but I wasn't expecting it. He drove the wife. He drove Gerald. Justin came from. Justin is staying at there's this dusty town somewhere. I've forgotten. When I remember the name, I'll tell you. But he stays in a very dusty town. That's where he works from. So he came to Takrady. I think he didn't even sleep. He came and it was crazy. Thank you all who showed support. Christodia was there. Hannah was there. Everybody was there. Thank you, everybody. And then so September, my office people were like, yo, we should go for another trip. But this time we're going to Kakum Forest. A lot of people haven't gone to Kakum Forest and all that before. So they were let's go to Kakum Forest. So Kakum National Park, Mr. Kakum Forest. So we went to Kakum, and then we took some nice pictures. We enjoyed the thing. We did some hike and all that. Was that my first time? I think it was my second time. I went there with Gerald Dims. I went there with Gerald. Yeah, myself, Gerald, and I went there before with Gerald and someone that Gerald couldn't do the thing. I've forgotten. I don't know why I've forgotten. Yes, I went there with Gerald. That was last year, me. I went there with Gerald, Mami, and some guys. Yeah, Fifi, Mike. Yeah, I've gone there before. But this time I went with my office people, Salami Dems and everything. And then very soon after that, Lisa also got married. And we went to the wedding. I was looking sweet. Yeah, boy, your friend, Mbala, Pam, Somatels. Yeah, I was feeling myself. I was sitting in my father's car. I was doing snaps and I was feeling it. So when I posted some, guess here, what should I do? Because even me, see the way I'm feeling it. How much more you with your estrogen and testosterone? So, I mean, early September, this guy, what's his name? Thomas. Thomas sent me a message. Yo, let's go somewhere far away. I was like, yo, you this boy, what's up? So we already planned that September ending, because that is when my salary will come. It will go somewhere. So we traveled to Akosombo. I hadn't gone to Akosombo before. I hadn't seen the bridge, that Domi Bridge and all those things. It was a very nice time out. I went there. Oh, I got a PSN. I got an ear piercing, my left ear. I was looking sweet. I was, oh, September and more for September and more. But again, when I came, the thing healed. The thing, or the piercing, the hole healed, because I couldn't be wearing it to church and be wearing it in front of my mom. She would say I've been possessed and things like that. So the piercing, and then October, October. So when I came back from the trip, I was broke, right? And my soul too was broken. And I think October, I had everything rushed back. You understand, all the feelings, all the emotions I'd been pushing away, everything rushed back. So October, I was really struggling. I was struggling a lot, but I didn't really talk about it much. And then I was there, or Chambers told me in November that he's getting married. I was like, why, who is doing this? Hey, Charlie, he's getting married. There's this girl he's been with for a while, since national service time. Or he's been with this girl for a while, said Charlie. Okay, cool. So he said he wants me to be his best man. I'm like, okay, cool. Me, like, best man for two times running, because Saeed Ned, I'm not gonna be a best man. Best man. And you know, my profile, my portfolio, overall. So we were doing some preps. I had to go and buy some. He bought the suit for me. So I had to run around finding another suit, finding a shoe, all those things. And then in December was some way, Charlie. December was some way, December, we went for the wedding. We turned up in Takwa, and you people saw the pictures. You saw it. And I was looking. So usually when I go to the barbering shop, I don't cut my hair. You just do some trimming, which are fading was side and side. So I was looking young. I was like, nah, I really want to embrace my 30s, you understand? So I went three steps. Hey, my adult. Nah, boys, we chum yumbo ni bin, I didn't see at night fair. So the wedding was amazing, right? But then I also decided that I needed to move, because now that my dad had passed, right? Where we grew up, I grew up in Race Course, right? It's a 3-bedroom house. That's where we stayed since 2008 or something. 2008, yeah. So we've all been here till I moved back. I moved to Accra and all that. So since I know I come my mom, my dad is gone, I come mommy. And she also needed, because the space is too big. And I told her, see, I think I want to get this place. I want to come and rent this place, the 3-bedroom house. And then she will also go and find a place to go. So I found a place for her with the help of Chambers and the wife. And then I moved here. But my rent and my old place should expire in February. But my name is landlord. So I've moved here. Some of my things were still there. It's because I don't want to go to the house. So I'm still trying to adjust. It's too much space for me. Understand? The loneliness is very loud. Because those days is like, so it feels like my mom and dad are here, but they've gone out. You understand? So it feels like they'll come back. Yeah, but sometimes at dawn I wake up, I'm like, yo, it's just you. It's just you. It's just you. So yeah. And then end of year, in Amalitech, they did their end of year party, and then hey, everybody, Jesus, I took everybody to church, and then I sport there. I for my group, so we won. You understand? That is something that was the highlight of probably the December. A lot of things happened. There were some friends that we lost. We lost. They didn't die. Like, I mean, we no longer friends. You understand? There were people that also through certain actions, they made us aware of our positions in their lives, in their, you understand? And through certain actions also, we also made certain people feel bad. And for all that, for me, there's a verse in the Bible says, count it all joy, or count it all good, or something. So for me, whenever anything happens, I tell you, it's fine, or it's all good. Because actually, it's all good. It's like there's this big, life is just this big story or this big script. So everything is part of it. That people who are supposed to betray you, that people that you thought that, oh, this guy did, this guy means so much to him. Kia, boy. So in December, there's this quote that I found about not overplaying your role. You understand? Don't overplay your role. Don't think too much about yourself. Don't think that, oh, because of these things I've done for this person, this is how they see me. Because of, oh, you'll be disappointed. You understand? Just love them genuinely. Do what you want to do and move. You understand? Don't think that because I gave him 1,000 cedis when I'm hungry and I ask him for 10 pesos, he will give it to me. No, the good you do for people, it has no relation on how they treat you. No, it doesn't. So when somebody you've done good to shows you some kind of goodness or some kind of love back, then you appreciate it. Because people don't do that. People are not moving like that no more. There are people that you share the same bed with, and later on they'll go and betray you somewhere, right? So basically, this has been my year. Again, I'm very optimistic for next year. One of my main goals is to find love, pure love, love and be loved back. Because, see, life is hard, but it is a bit easier if you're not doing it alone. If you have somebody by your side, somebody telling you that, you tell someone, oh, I'm going to work. Oh, okay, take care. That, just take care. I mean, you see, some of those things, sometimes love is not about all these, oh baby, no matter flowers or something. Somebody who cares about you, somebody you text, yo Charlie, I'm in the office now, I'm having lunch. Like somebody who wants to know how your day went. That is something that I'm looking for next year. Hopefully I find it. If I don't find it, crazy, obia ewo gela mababeji let me see my yes I mean nyame dia. If you wanna mabaji, I'm going to take my bath and then I'm going to go to church. May the Lord bless everybody. We'll meet you in next year, hopefully. Love you all. Bye bye. My name is Lash, and this is Rants and Confessions. There is guilty in the struggle.